Welcome back to this week's episode of Toys on Tap. We get to sit down again with Mind Sponge, who is crushing it and doing so much work and so much cool stuff, releasing 2 toys this year, headed into 6 toys next year. Holy moly. If you want more Toys on Tap, you can like, follow, rate, review wherever you get podcasts. You can follow us on all socials at Toys on Tap. And if you want to support the show even more, you can follow us and join the Patreon, patreon.com/toysontap. It's where you get the extra goodies. When we make them, you'll get them. Let's get back to this episode of Toys on Tap.
There he is.
What's up?
What's up, Abe? How you been, man?
Good, good. Dude, you've got a lot cooking.
I know.
Like a crazy amount of stuff. So I'm pumped that you're back on to kind of talk through this.
Yeah, I've been very busy. So sorry I'm running a little late on you. It's not arrogance, it's incompetence that's making me late.
I mean, I want to talk through, because last time you were on, you hadn't even received the bat yet. So like you hadn't even had one in hand yet. And so we are
right.
Like at this point, you've got a couple in hand.
Yeah, the sun and the bat. I got them on the table. I'll show you.
So, but, yeah. I mean, just like before every episode, before we dive in, tell us who you are, what you do.
Okay. I'm Bill Mangano and I'm a designer, artist. I've been doing a lot of music lately, poems, but mostly right now, the thing that people are responding to the most is the figurine design. So, yeah, trying to stay focused on that, but I get a little like ADHD and want to do other stuff too, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I definitely understand that. I mean, so we have the beginning where you are 3D printing these to basically make sure that they're functional and like can be.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. And making these prototypes. And we, last time we talked, reference how psychedelic and how crazy these things look and how they stick out, and they are 100% noticeable that this is your style, which
very
few of us have that. So like, good on you for that one. So tell me, like, you got to now pick me up from the point that you received them. Like we jumped from the ones that you were about to launch to now you've received a couple. So let's go. Well, let's hear it.
Here's how it happened. So I got them airlifted from China.
Yeah.
Which that was costly, but worth it in the end, because I got them in like 5 days FedEx. And it wasn't real overly. It was like $1,600. It was expensive, but you got to do what you got to do. But dude, they boxed them in 25 different crate boxes. So there was 4 bats in each box. I had 25 boxes. This house is only like 1,000 square feet. So the porch was like,
yeah,
the rafters, boxes. And I panic set in at that point, because the reason I decided to do it was because I received 12 pre-orders on these deposit orders I made in February. And then once I took those away, nobody was ordering them on pre-order at all. So I thought, oh shit, are these making me suck? Maybe I'll just throw them all in Lake Erie if they don't sell, you know, just kidding. But but what ended up happening is with the help of Strange Cat, especially with the help of Benny from Tenacious, big time help from him. Rotofugi, and you know, it's slow and steady, the sales. They're not all going to get bought up at once, but you know what? We only got like 12 left now. I'm saving 6 for Collected Con, because I'm going to attend as a guest, and I'm going to save like 3 or 4 for Designer Con. We're going to have a table up there next November.
Cool.
But they're almost sold out, man. It's only been a few months, so I think it did pretty good. You know, it's, you want to sell out for sure at your first run, but I feel like as a new brand, and like a lot of people didn't know who we were, it's done very well. And the sun is about on the same track. That just came out in November. Luckily, that was only in 10 boxes, so that made it way easier, dude. It was like half the amount of time putting them away and everything, and like half the amount of space was needed. Because it's taller and thinner. The bat's got those wide wings, and it made the boxes kind of large. But yeah, the whole process of designing the boxes, I didn't realize I was going to have to do that. I thought they'd have like a template. So the first box, I'm not 100% happy. I'd say it's like a C+, B-. But the sun box, I think, is pretty good. I give myself like an A- on that one. So just learning how to do all this stuff, you know. I didn't know how to design a box before I did it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Jump in with both feet and make mistakes, figure it out, and learn from your mistakes, hopefully. And yeah.
If it helps you, I don't know how to design a box either, but I know the people that do. So yeah, it's like, yeah, you got to find the people.
I told a guy, I met a guy, and I said, here's how I want it to look. Here, put this there. And then he basically did that. And that's a little bit how my rendering artist is. I come up with the, you know, the design idea, and we illustrate. And then we have Rocco do an animation, and we shoot that over to my rendering artist, Gum, who's he's in Indonesia. But he's super helpful. And actually, he did the Chris Dyer. You know who Chris Dyer is?
I don't think so.
Okay, he's like a psychedelic, not like, he's a psychedelic artist who's from originally Montreal. He lives in Tampa now. And he hit me up to do a collaboration. And in so many words, he basically wanted me to create a 3D rendering prototype of one of his designs for him. Mm. And so I picked out this design, Swampplex. It's printing downstairs right now.
What up, toy nerds? This is Ray.
And Dave. Go check out our brand new YouTube channel, The Toy Rats.
We make toys.
We talk about toys.
We talk about old toys.
And new toys.
And toys that we make.
And we're just a bunch of goofballs. It's a good time.
We make fun of Dave a lot.
I'm all right with that. So, if you get a chance, go check out Toy Rats on YouTube. You won't be disappointed. You might be.
Yeah, you could. Who knows?
You got to check it out.
Toy Rats. YouTube.
Bye.
Put him on this book I'm reading. It's a business owner book, The Go Giver, but I just put his picture on here.
This is cool.
Yeah. He's actually worked with Ron English. Ron English is his mentor. And so I think it's pretty cool. I'm like one degree away from maybe possibly working with Ron someday. That'd be awesome.
Reach out.
Him and I chat a little bit. I said, maybe in a couple of years, you and I could do something together. He goes, cool. So like, I think that's maybe a yes, but it's not for sure yet. But, you know.
Ron's brain, it works that way, where it's like most of the time it's cool or yeah, let's do it. I saw him at DesignerCon and I told him, hey, we still have to finish our last episode. Like we got one more episode to record. And he was like, we do. Okay. Like he just is so nonchalant about it.
Yeah. He's been around a while, you know, he's probably knows everybody, but, yeah, just meeting people. That's been the big, since the last time I spoke with you, I've just been talking with like Luke Chu and.
Yeah, he's cool.
Jesse Hernandez, Urban Aztec's really cool. Jeremy Maddle's really cool. So I'm feeling like support from the community, which is really cool. I'm excited to get out to CollectedCon and DesignerCon and kind of, you know, meet up more in person with people. I've kind of been in the lab doing my own thing and I can get a little isolated and lonely at some points, but I've been doing live streams more, just getting more used to this whole world. Like, you know, when I first started, I had my own personal account on Instagram. I barely used it. I had like 55 followers on there. I barely used it. You know what I'm saying? So it's been like a whole new thing opening up to me and doing a lot of traveling. We're going to go to Chile February 12th or 20th. Like we talked about last time, I got 10,000 people in Santiago following me. It's like, I got to go check it out, right? You know, and having just went to Spain, our Toy Gamma has linked me up with some of their people down there. Chris knows some people down there. So, just traveling and trying to spread the word and also trying to figure out other ways to make money from this because the vinyl's not that profitable. I think we're trying to do six designs if we're lucky next year. And I think four of them will be resin, two a vinyl, just so it's a little more profit there. Plus some of the designs like this, I try to show pyro stills to the factory. They're like, that can't be done in vinyl, dude. It's like, there's just too much. It's better for resin. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So plus we're making this torch twice as big, by the way. I don't think it's big enough on the, that's why I prototype them. I make them. And I'm like, okay, what's wrong with this or what needs to be changed? And usually there's something, you know what I mean? So it's good to work with them to perfect them.
I mean, it'll be cool when you go to CollectedCon. So, okay, so you get these, I have questions as we go, for sure. So you would get the orders in, you took the shot, which I always applaud artists when you, like, you had four, whatever, however many pre-orders, 12. And then all of a sudden it kind of like, there's a silence that happens.
Right? I figured the more followers I got, the more orders I was going to get. Didn't work that way at all.
Oh yeah. Followers. Don't and people. I hope that everyone hears what I'm about to say. Followers, though it's cool, doesn't always equal anything, but community does. So it's like
core audience. Yep.
Yeah. So, it's cool that I'm pushing 60 something hundred followers. I would say 1500 of them I've encountered or interviewed or have seen.
I like your new designs, by the way, the two newer ones you've done. I like them.
Thank you. This is the new one. The claw is on pre-order right now.
That's why I want to do some keychains, man. I think that'd be a way.
Let's talk. Doing that, you took the jump, which I always applaud an artist for like really doing it, especially if you believe in it. And so you took it, it gets shipped, and you have this scared moment. Walk me through first steps. Like, it's stacked. I've had, like, boxes come in. It is panic mode. My wife freaks out.
Oh, if I had a wife, she'd be busting my balls like nuts. So she'd be
yeah. So let's talk like those first steps. How are you figuring out, like, I need to connect with Benny? How are you figuring out what to do?
Well, prior to them arriving, I lined up. So I know I didn't want to sell a ton of them to stores because I wanted to make most of the money back, right? But I still needed the support of the people that I was talking to. So six went to Tenacious, six went to Rotofugi, and six went to Strange Cat. Cat and Rotofugi bought up front, which was really nice. So I gave them a deal. They bought, like, a bulk deal. Tenacious wanted to do Cosimon. I was like, I'm not sure I want to do it. Doing it was the best decision ever, because then Benny's out there taking pictures in Times Square with him, and he's, like, one of my favorite people I've met in the scene lately. He's so friendly, and
he's funny.
He's a really nice guy, man. He was very helpful. I think he likes the art too, so he's a fan of it, and so that was helpful. But yeah, at first I'm like, okay, let's hit up the people that did the pre-orders, and then only, like, half of them ended up fulfilling their orders, like, the first couple weeks. I finally got back to everybody, but it took time. I just started putting, like, post out there, boosting content, of course, which sort of works. I try to use, like, Meta's store, but couldn't. It seemed like you have to, like, it's like through Meta too much, and I want to be more independent. It kind of bugs me, so I never really all the way did that, but maybe I should. It'd probably be smart, you know. There's just so many things going on at once. I forget some stuff, but yeah, really, I just kind of felt like shit for, like, a week. Like, this was a stupid decision. I was dumb to do this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I blow set. All these people online blowing smoke up my ass. I'm thinking I'm popular. I'm not. And then, you know what? Like, about a month later, it's like, well, actually, I wasn't wrong. It's just we're new and we need to keep developing our core audience a little more. Mm-hmm. It's great we have 55,000 people following us, but really the core audience is maybe like 200 people right now. You know, it's a small core, you know, so keep developing that. And
Is this your first? The Bat was the first one, right?
Yeah, the Bat was September 11th, which is a crazy day for that to come. That's my 4-year sober anniversary.
There we go. Hey, celebration time. Yeah.
Yeah, right. And then Sun came on my mom's birthday, November 13th. So it's like weird synchronicity that's happened. And here, listen to this story. It was rainy and dreary in Cleveland, like it is a lot of times in the fall. I was feeling kind of shitty that week because I just got back from Spain. So, like, you're coming off all that high of being there. And literally, when the boxes showed up for the sun, I don't know, it was like 5 minutes later, the clouds, like, parted. And it was this beautiful sunny day for, like, 3 days afterwards. And I was like, all right, that's more synchronicity. Obviously, I don't control the weather. I'm not crazy. I don't think that. But, like, it's just weird how this stuff is synced up, man. It's really, like, it's wild.
Yeah, if it helps put you at ease a little bit, having a first toy without having proven that you can fulfill these things.
Yeah.
I mean, it is tough. I remember going through that with the first one. And then the community just takes a chance. And you get to prove yes or no, I can't do this. But you did it. You succeeded. There. Get them to all these places. Mm-hmm. And then either the sons are already in production or then you put them in production. Which one happens?
Oh, they're already in production. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I just told them, let's scatter it a couple months because I don't want it all showing up at the same time, which was fucking thank God I did that. Like,
yeah.
I kind of thought maybe it's a good idea. That was the best idea ever because you got to scatter it. And even I feel like I kind of flooded the market a little bit, like two at the same time. Like, the Bats have sold well. People were almost maybe not ready for the sun. But then again, men seem to like the sun more and women like the Bat more because the Bats are cuter. The sun's a little more strong, I guess. I like both of them. I designed both of them. So, yeah, I think Quack Tank, this one here, is gonna do even better just because it's got the childhood kind of thing. Everybody knows what a rubber ducky is pretty much, and I'm really excited. This will be vinyl. I said this one has to be vinyl, even though it costs more. That's a vinyl art toy, you know. And the gun will separate out of his hands too. That way, the box is in this long, ridiculous thing. But But yeah, I'm trying to kind of balance the, like, esoteric weird shit with, like, more toyetic kind of, you know, keep the toy in there a little bit too. But, like, sculptural art, like, I don't know if you've seen the newest one I'm really proud of is Electro Chaos. It's like, it's based off this dream I had where everybody's watching me through my my phone camera. And it's like about, look at that thing. It's, you know, totally, like, influenced by Salvador Dali, that kind of thing. And so, like, that's not really a toy anymore. You know what I mean? But, like, I still want to have the toy stuff as well.
Yeah.
The way we're doing kind of like both, you know?
So you did that. The sun comes in, same thing. You work with production, you get it there, you ship out your orders. Do you then work with retailers again on the Sun?
Same ones, yeah, same three. Okay. I'm trying to get Mind's Eye in the loop and Toy Art Gallery in LA. Those are two that I've been kind of talking to. Okay. I'd like to get 3D Retro possibly too, but we'll see. It's a process, you know. I actually sent out these things called Chaos Boxes to a bunch of shops where it was like the last remaining prototypes I had that we didn't need. I told Rocco just box them up and send them out, and then he draws all this stuff all over, like, this box is for Leonardo DiCaprio. No, it's not. It's for Jack Nicholson. Oh, that's like goofy stuff. Just so people noticed it, you know. And some people responded. We got responses from Mind's Eye, we sent one to Meow Wolf too, and they got back to me. Not that we're gonna do a toy sale through them, but just reaching out to like-minded people. And then Toy Art Gallery got back to me. So, you know, 3 out of 6 isn't too bad. I'll take that. You know?
Yeah, holy moly. You're making it happen.
Next one's going to Rogan, man. I want to get one of the Joe Rogan's crew. See if we can get it to him, but yeah.
Yeah, do you know someone in contact?
I have a friend that has a friend that knows, like, their way to get it to the contact. Not him, but, like, his people. So we'll see. And then my one buddy was saying he could get one of Neil Young, but it's like he said he didn't talk to his uncle in, like, 5 years. His uncle knows Neil Young. And I was like, it's all right. We were going to do this guitar totem pole one, and that's going to be in – I've developed this band. That's the other thing I've been doing on SoundCloud. It's NEUROBLOOMZ, Neuro Blooms, kind of like Gorillaz, like an animated group. And it's the music's mostly this like boom bap hip hop. It's like the theme music for the figures, but then also a lot of like electronic, kind of like a London electronic current, like Floating Points and that sort of thing as well. Corliss, mm-hmm. FK Twigs. So like, I kind of like the album that we done. And then I put like all the tracks loaded, all of them on like as a box set. So that's all on there. People haven't really caught on to it much yet, but the people that I've talked to that have, they're like, oh, it's actually really good. So I'm thinking that could be like a cool companion to go with Mind Sponge, because I'm a musician and I like doing music too, you know?
So, yeah.
Yeah.
So as you're doing this, I mean, we've talked a little bit about what this looks like for you running this. Like you're doing the whole show.
I'm working 65 hours a week right now. Yeah. But so a lot of it's fun work too, though. Like, you know what I mean? Dancing around, listening to music and saying hi to people, you know what I mean? Like communicate, but then like working on my iPad, I'm always moving around, like doing stuff, but like then other times it's not fun, but like it seems like it's worth it, man. I can see the growth happening. I mean, I've been invited to go to Egypt with Chris Dyer on this tour of like these ancient ruins and the pyramids in September, his whole group. I'm going to go to that for sure. And like, would that have happened 2 years ago without any of this stuff going on? Of course not, you know, so it's worth it. But it's a ton of work right now. I need eventually to hire some like part-time help here or there. Yeah.
Yeah. Take the Sun with you. Oh, to yeah. Egypt and take photos around that.
Oh, for sure. Both. I'll probably bring a couple of different ones. By then, I might have. I'll definitely bring the Sun one for sure because that just hits right. You know what I mean? It looks, yeah, for sure.
Holy moly, that would be good. Okay, so you're running all these things, doing all this, and you still got more designs coming.
And shit ton, yeah.
I think it's crazy when they talk about like, so in talking to artists, a lot of them say like, yeah, we're hoping for like one or two toys to come out in 2026, which already seems like a lot. And you're about to do 6, you said?
Minimum 4, 6 at the most, yeah.
So that means you have a release like
every other month one's coming out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the next year we're doing all 4 seasonal designs. And there are 4 on top of that, so it'll be 8. Plus, we have the miniature hot dog one and the miniature skyscraper one. It's like, it becomes overwhelming, but it's like, I was a former drug addict. So like for me, more. It's like, I cut myself up. I'm like, don't design another fucking art toy forever, Bill. Stop doing it. Like, because I have like 250 or something right now. It's too many of them. It's like becoming I'm going to start just giving them to people, I think, you know? Yeah. Hey, I'm gonna have this one.
What does it look like for you to prepare for 6 toys in 1 year? Because that means you're doing factory stuff nonstop, making sure that colors are right, prototyping, boxes. What does that look like?
Luckily, Flying Lulu are super competent. And then this resin, this guy Jim from connected through Tenate or Strange Cat connected me with him. Same way, they're very diligent. And like, of course, there's bullshit that goes on, confusion. But I think as long as I scatter it like I did with this, it's like one a month. So like, we'll start on Quack. We're kind of working on Quack right now. Quack started. And then once we're over the hump on that and everything's kind of lined up, they're just working on it, then we'll start pyro. And we'll also see how the sales are going. See, the sales are kind of staying like currently like they are. Maybe we'll hold off a little bit. But I've noticed it kind of getting better and better the more people figure out who we are. And I've reached out to some people like Kid Cudi because he's from Cleveland, and Danny Brown because he shares kind of my story a little bit, even though we're from different backgrounds, but same kind of guy. I just think it takes one MC or one hip hop guy to be like, this shit's dope. And like, that could really set, like, what about ASAP Rocky, someone like that? I mean, yeah, we'll see, you know, but, you know, I'm not sure it will happen. But I know some of those guys are collectors, you know, like Wu-Tang, U-God, I guess Tenacious, since he knows them. And I would give him a free piece for sure. I love Wu-Tang, you know, so.
Tell me the connection with hip hop and your toys. Where's the overlap that you really want to get to them?
Well, the sneaker thing's big, the culture, you know, the culture of living in New York City, and the hip hop, and I'm not a break dancer, but the break dancing, of course, the graffiti culture, you know, that ties in pretty closely with the art toy culture, I feel like, or at least it really did at the beginning, you know. And so I kind of come from that. I'm 45 years old, so I guess I kind of come from that era a little bit. So like it for me, music ties in, period. Like the girl with kaleidoscope eyes, that's where I got the idea for the Kaleidobat's eyes. Like, so it's like there's music kind of sewn into all of that, especially with during the Neuroblooms. I got a guitar one. We got the Bugle Bite, which is a horn. This is what I was doing. I wanted to do like a horn synthesizer bot. I was over my friends and two ladybugs came in the room and like started fluttering around. So I'm like, why don't we make it a ladybug? Like, and that kind of turned out good. This is, again, the prototypes. The eyes are going to come out wider. They'll be a little wider. They're going to come out more. And I think that's the only improvement that one needed, but almost all the prototypes have some change that were needed to do. Like this one, for example, Bash Cash, the degenerate gambler, like this, we're going to have this pulled out, the handle. So it's like out, and then there'll be like, you know, 777-666-888. Just that way it looks more like a slot machine. Those little details matter. And sometimes I just don't catch whether the rendering artist has done them or not, whether he's making a mistake or being lazy. I'm not sure which way. You can't say he's lazy, though, because the guy is an excellent world-class renderer, and it cost me like $250, $300 to get these things done. You know how much stuff would cost in America? It'd be like $750 or $800 to get the renderings done. So yeah. I always had these globalists, and now I'm turning into one. What the fuck?
Yeah, I mean, you're realizing what it takes to make toys, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So let's talk about the next release. And then I do want to talk about Collected Con and Designer Con and what that's
going to be. Let me show you the two vinyls at some point, too.
Yeah, let's see it. Let's see the two vinyls.
Yeah. Okay, here's the first one with the mediocre box. But we did get Cleveland on there, which is important to me. Cleveland Skyline, because I took this in my old building downtown. I went up there and took the picture. And, yeah, so I kept it simple. Just wanted to thank you on there, you know. This is the logo, but I'm not... This is a logo I might use if we ever had like a storefront, have like a sign that looks like that, but a very complex logo, so it could be used for the foot stamp. Okay. And you just got the date and, you know, ages 15 and up, just that very simple.
And this factory did boxes, inserts, everything for you.
Yeah, yes, they did. I'm actually working with Arc Tongue Toy, turned me on to someone, her name's Zoe, and she might be doing the boxes for Quack. For Quack, I'd like to have it so you can see him, like the plastic. And he's like, you can see the toy instead of like just a picture. You know?
Yeah.
We'll see if it ends up happening. Then I just did this insert card that explains him a little bit. And cool. Says, thank you. And this one's actually brand new. So that's the finish on this. They did an excellent job.
So, dude, the colors are insane.
I know, right? And of course, I saturate my pictures a little bit. So I had one guy say, like, the colors aren't the same as they used to be, or they are. I'm like, well, dude, I saturate the pictures so they look better. And I'm sorry that I do that, but like every company does that pretty much. And that's just a foot stamp. And the, but yeah, the colors really pop. They did an excellent job. And I was very, well, as soon as I saw this, I'm like, oh, yeah, these are the people I'll be working with the rest of my career, I think, as long as they still are in existence. And it's crazy. You do a tour of the factory virtually. It's like four stories of like workers diligently working quietly. You know what I mean? In America, they'd be like bringing in sandwiches and they'd be on their cell phones. They'd be like, yeah. So like in a way it's like, maybe it needs to be made overseas. I don't know. But anyways, that's that one. And instead of opening up this other box, I'm just going to pull the song off the shelf over here. It'll be easier since you got to see what the boxes are. Well, I'll show you the box though, but instead of having to crack it open, I like this box better. It just pops a little more.
Oh, it's cool.
I think I did a better job.
It gives the kaleidoscope vibe.
And then I like this for our logo more, the mascot, you know. But, you know, teach their own. And then we got, yeah, the kaleidoscope thing is definitely one of the things I've leaned into heavily with the photographs I do and the videos. Like, just makes it look, it makes it look a little more trippy, I feel like. And then here's the sun. I almost think I get this tattooed, like the head tattooed on me somewhere.
Yeah,
I love
geez,
it.
Dude, that thing is beautiful.
It sort of looks like, I don't know if you're familiar with Alice in Chains, but their logo around the time they came out with their second album, Dirt, kind of looks like this. And that's actually where I came up with the idea from at first. But then I'm like, let's make it robotic, because that's kind of like the brand a little bit, is like robots and stuff like that. But yeah, the back, nothing too crazy, but it's like kind of got like almost like conquistador's body.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like Spanish, but then also futuristic, retro futurism, psychedelia. This one's more about like, you know, having like strength and like all seeing eye, like almost like a third eye vision kind of thing. Whereas the bat is more like a mischievous, cooking up some mysterious potions to like put people on spells. It could be helpful, but it could also be a mischief maker.
Yeah.
Those are the lore on those two. Each design has like a skeletal like framework for the lore. Mm-hmm. But it's not like, I'm not telling people exactly what to think, because I want people to be able to draw their own conclusions a little bit, you know.
Tell me about the jump to, I mean, it's a good jump, right? The jump to convention. So Collected Con, you're on the East Coast, right?
Yeah, I'm from Cleveland.
Yeah, so
Mid-coast.
and so as you are coming to Collected Con in, it's the one in LA, right? They've moved.
Yeah, I'm going
exclusively
to visit to see how it all works a little bit, see what tables look like. Yeah, you just like hang out maybe with Benny or Tenacious. Yeah,
yeah, because we'll be tabling there. We're excited to be there and doing.
I hang out with you a little bit too. That's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. What I can pitch is if you head out there, the interviews that we'll be doing, I'll have toys up in the background that. I mean, it's a part of advertising. It's, we're not going to
want a couple. Yeah, I'll send you a couple for it. Yeah.
It'll be at CollectedCon. So you'll
okay,
see
I'll,
me.
I'll
yeah.
bring a couple. Yeah.
And then at the end of the show, you can take the toy back and.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And so the cool thing about moving to convention is more eyes and stuff, but you're going as a guest for CollectedCon, walk around. I'm assuming to it's I don't know what it's called. It's like schmoozing, right? Like
yeah,
I, what,
yeah, yeah. basically yeah, yeah.
I love doing that at shows.
I love doing that.
And then because it's really like you get to hang out with the people that you've talked to
right in person,
for a while.
There's
yeah,
more energy exchange in person than virtual. I feel yeah, like, just naturally yeah.
I will say yeah, we tabled at DesignerCon and we weren't like you'd think that after talking to what feels like 1,500 people. It's not 1,500 people, but like it feels like you're talking nonstop, that you're tired. But at the end of the day, it's like, yeah, I want more
energy from yeah.
I want
more. Yeah, it's almost like addictive. Yeah.
In another life, I was a drug addict. I feel it. I feel it in my bones. And so
that's my other life too. My life flipped at 41. I'm walking away from it the rest of my life. Like for 18 years, I was addicted to opiates. So like all that time, man. At first, it's a beautiful creative thing, and then it swallows you alive and ruins your life. You know?
Yeah,
makes you hurt everyone you care about the most too, which is terrible. You know.
And so
we interrupt this broadcast of Toys on Tap to bring you this. Meanwhile, in a galaxy of bootleg treasures.
DOV2, we have engine failure. We must crash land on DKE Toy Planet.
Oh my! We're doomed.
Wait. Salvation! Hooray! We're saved, DLV2! Limited edition custom artist-made action figures and DKE toys!
Check out www.dketoys.com for a full catalog.
Hooray for custom action figures!
DKE!
Now going to, and then planning to go to DesignerCon and tabling and everything. Tell me how that's going to go. What's that look like for you?
I found a friend. His name's Zach. And without Zach, I couldn't do it. Like, I'll turn this around real quick to show you. I set this TV up there the other day. I said, hey, Zach, can you come by and help me? He basically came over and just did it for me. Not that I can't do this kind of stuff, but it's like, that's not my forte, you know? So I got to have someone that like knows how to build things and like knows what every tool's called. And that's Zach. So he's going to come with me as my right-hand man to conventions from now on. So I found like a person to help. Like, I don't have a wife. I don't even have like a long-term girlfriend. I got someone I've been dating for a few months, but she's not coming. But like, you know, I don't have a brother. I have a brother in Columbus, but he's kind of messed up. He's a nice guy, but he's not reliable to like come to Vegas with me, but like freak him out too much. He's a very small town. That's a long story. He didn't grow up in the same family as me. My mom adopted him before they had me. So it's a separate thing. But anyways, my point is like my cousin John, who was my right-hand man, he died 4 months after my dad died. My dad's up there. Mm-hmm. And so like that all like was like, fuck, man, everybody's gone. And so then it was like the gift of desperation in 2023. I'm like, I'm going to do this. And I'm just going to like do as much of it I can. Maybe see if I can get noticed. Maybe in Cleveland, I'll be kind of big. You know, and as it turns out, Cleveland's got nothing to do with it. It's got to do with the rest of the world, you know. And I got like 50 people in Cleveland that follow me, but it's Cleveland's not that into the art toy thing as much compared to like, I think it's just so niche, you know. It's like, it's got to be a big city like New York or LA is where you're going to have more of that stuff. Plus people in New York and LA are a little more of the creative types, a little more of the, you know, it's the way it is, you know, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to compare anywhere to the hubs that we have in the US, right? So
yeah,
you have LA, New York, now Vegas, across the ocean. You have
London.
UK is where.
Dude, Spain, it's huge, man. And Madrid, I couldn't believe it, man. It's really big in Spain, and they love it in Spain. Portugal.
Yeah, and I can tell you, like, the listeners for the podcast, it's worldwide. But there are some U.S. states. We, at one point, were in all 50. There are some U.S. states that we have zero listeners.
Yeah, like
Nebraska, like North Wyoming. Yeah. States that it's like, if you're there and you like toys, you're probably the only one.
You're a pussy and you suck. It's like, so you're like, you're playing with toys. No, I'm not playing. I mean, am I a little bit childlike? Yes, I am. I'll admit that. But like, I'm not I'm not playing with them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You and I have talked off camera about addiction and stuff, and we kind of have talked about it a little bit here. Tell me how that plays a role in this and how something like that can be then turned into something like this.
Well, here's the thing. Like, to be a drug addict like I was, you have to be very clever. I used to put heroin in capsules when I traveled to Europe. I would bring the dope with me. Of course, I'd run out. Then I'd be dope sick in Amsterdam. Terrible. The flight home, like, shit my guts out. No good. Luke Chu and I talked about it a little bit because he had the same issues. But anyways, you take that same, like, relentless, like, for me, a hyperactivity. Instead of, like, trying to mask it and push it down with dope, I took that. I'm like, let's do something good with it. Let's reach out to as many people as possible, repair. I pretty much repaired all my friendships. I reached out to all my old exes that I, you know, screwed up those relationships. Except one, I didn't really get a hold of her, but hey, it's still pretty good. And then even my dad got to see me turn my life around before he died for like a year. Then he died. And so at least he saw that. You know what I mean? He even said to my mom, I think Bill's really doing it this time. And so then like I take that hyper, the clever, creative thing and just like, that's how I came up with so many ideas for the figurines. I'm super creative in terms of ideas. I'm like an ideas guy. So, and the stuff we have coming, honestly, Abe, I'm very excited for you to see it because I think it's even better than the stuff we've done. It's like the next 30 or 40 are nuts, man. So, and we'll see where it goes. You know,
did you say the next 30 or 40?
Yeah. Yes.
Are you talking toys?
Yeah, I have a book of like 150 designs planned out. Like, I'm not going to do all of them eventually. I mean, we'll do the best ones. Like, you know, so it's like. Like I said to myself, no more. Do animations, design other stuff, do music, no more art toys. I cut myself off. Now, of course, when I go to Chile, maybe I'll get an idea from that or something.
Yeah.
But like no more sitting around my house trying to concoct ideas for art toys because we have such a long list. Like I said, I'm really honestly thinking about giving some of them away to people. Like obviously they'd have to go get it 3D rendered themselves. But I mean, some of my like B-side type stuff, I'm never going to make that stuff, you know? Mm-hmm. Like I have a comedian that looks like a grasshopper. I'm not going to do that one. You know what I mean? Because I got better shit.
Yeah. If you, okay. So let's, I don't know if you're willing to tell me about the four toys, at least the minimum of four toys next year. What are the four that we're for sure producing?
Oh yeah. I brought them to the table to show you. So Quack Tank
is the first one.
That'll probably be out like in April.
Okay.
And then we're hoping
Quack Tank is the cool one.
Quack Tank's the one you liked right away. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's the rubber duck tankish thing.
I think that could be like a hit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then this is a little more weird. Pyro Stilts.
Okay.
With the torch. That will be like beginning of summer.
Okay. That's cool.
And then after that, I'm hoping to do, forgot Princess Nicotine. I want to do a Bugle Bite, because he's in the band, right there. See it?
Yeah.
There you go. That's for Neuro Blooms. That one's a little bit more weird, a little more B-side-ish, but not B-side, but more like, you know, esoteric. But then this one really hit big, the Princess Nicotine. People really like this one.
That one already looks like a resin.
I know, doesn't it? Statue. I've gotten better at 3D printing, so I do everything vertical now.
Okay.
Once I started doing that, the quality level went right up. It's like you can't do horizontal prints, even though it will take half as long. It's like it's not worth it because it looks like it doesn't look good, you know?
Yeah, Princess Nicotine is an interesting one because that's about to hit a different market, and I think it'll do super well.
I think so. It's like more like, again, it's not a toy. It's more sculpture art kind of thing. Yeah. And Bash Cash, you got to have him. This one was a big hit. The greedy gambler.
Okay, so those are the five, and you have one more.
One more that we do is this one right here. But that might be out the following year.
The eye one. Yeah.
This one's the biggest hit on our page, if you notice. Like, that one really it's by far the biggest hit we've had, so. But I've also promoted it kind of heavy, too, because I like it a lot, so.
Yeah, at this point, have you locked in the factory and said, like, hey, I have six ideas?
Oh, I showed them. I'm like, dude, this is what's coming. So they're like, okay, yeah, but, like, they're like, this guy's nuts, but yeah.
Yeah, because we're, I mean, low-end production costs, I mean, it's a couple grand to, like.
Do you hear it, too? Mile High Susfubi, is that who you work with, or?
No, Mile High is he's the one in Colorado.
Yeah,
The one that I'm producing with sometimes, I mean exclusively at this point, is Rabbit Giant.
Oh, where's that at?
China. Yeah.
Oh, it's, China. Yeah. Of course, right? Yeah.
But it's soft vinyl. I don't have a factory that does. They say they do resin, and
they still say that, but they'll middleman you. They'll do that,
which is fine. Like, I'm definitely okay being middleman. That's fine. I don't care.
Just go to the source is better, man. Seriously.
But they also do regular vinyl. I just haven't wanted. I've loved being in soft vinyl and doing what I do. And
if you need a resin connection, I can link you up with a couple people.
Okay.
I got three or four I've been talking to. They're really like trying to get me to work with them. You know, like over at the place. But I already got the guy that Strange Cat told me about. I'll work with them because I got the reference. You know.
Yeah.
Before anything, a reference is strong. You know.
Yeah.
Especially when you know Strange Cat's not full of shit. So.
Yeah, I mean, I've worked with Rabbit
Corey. Corey's the Strange Cat. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're working with Corey. That's how we're getting booth to do all the stuff and the filming and stuff there. So we're excited about that. I'm interested in, I mean, six toys going forward. When you look at the economy and that kind of stuff, do you find yourself in a panic mode, or does it, we're just doing this anyways?
Sometimes it's like, yeah, but then I think about it, we're doing it anyways because it's such great material. It will sell.
Yeah.
It takes 2 years for them all to sell, then so be it. You know, the thing is, like, the profits aren't gigantic, but after my father died, I have a little bit of, like, annual inheritance that kicks in. It's almost like an income, supplemental income. It's not a ton, but it's enough to live off of, like, $40,000 a year. So you take that plus the, like, $40,000 to $60,000 of profits I'll make off these when I make them. I'm talking about profits after everything, after advertising. It's enough to live off of. I have a house that's paid off. My car is paid off. So I'm okay. You know what I'm saying? But, like, yeah, do we need to make more money off this eventually? Yes, definitely. I'm trying to figure out how that's going to happen. The animations aren't going to make us much money. The music won't make us any money. But sending, like, these bat signals out, and so people see that's cool. Like, the stuff that's, like, the miniature figures, I'm going to go grab the two minis real quick.
Yeah.
That stuff I'll sell to a corporation in a second. I'm not going to sell the heavy lore stuff early on because I don't want corporations messing with it.
Empire Blister. Empire Blisters. Specializing in action figure blisters. 2.75-inch or 1/18-scale. 19 different styles. Two sizes of clamshell figure cases. Four different bulk pack options. Quantities of 100 sample packs available. Empire Blisters.
Now sponsoring Toys on Tap.
That means a 10% off coupon on checkout. Use code Toys on Tap 10. That's COYSONTAP 10.
Empire Blisters. Empire Blisters.
And after I talked to Benny, I already had the idea, but after talking to Benny, he's like, yeah, you definitely should get some miniatures going. This is Sky Ice Grape.
Yeah, miniatures are more cost-effective.
Kind of complex for a miniature.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah.
Our miniature, right. Yeah, less more cost-effective.
Same almost profit margin.
Yeah.
And then this is Dogzilla, the robotic hot dog that ripped off a building and is blasting people with mustard. But in the back, we're going to put a little like doors here. So like hot dog storage that you can hand out and like stuff like that. Definitely will sell. You know what I mean? Like, and also I'll sell it if somebody wants to, you know, give me a little bit of financing. I've been learning a little bit from Chris Dyer too, how it all works. And it's like, of course I'm not corporate like that, so I don't want to come off like that either. But at the same time, like if someone wants to give me, you know, $50K to, you know, show that design in a commercial or something, great, let's do it. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, yeah.
Over the course, I mean, you're getting a speed run of how to do toys.
It's been very fast, 18 months. So, 18 months ago, that's it.
And this is a single person operation that's doing this. Tell me about the lessons that you've already learned along the way.
Trust no one. No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, no, that is trust the few.
But trust, but verify. Verify, then you got trust. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. If they can't give you a good NDA, if they can't do this, they can't do that, there's an issue there.
Yeah.
You know? And that's what I learned with Clutter. Is that, you know, like he signed the NDA with a scribble mark. Like it's just so you can't even sign your name on the NDA. You know what I mean? Like red flag. There's all these red flags. Now with Corey, right away, the guy was just like, he was almost like a little bit insulting at first, but he was so smart and told me how it was. I was like, this guy's telling the truth. He's not trying to be nice. He's trying to tell me what's up. That's more important to me. I don't care if you like me. I want you to respect me. You know what I'm saying? And so like him for sure was the beginning of me figuring it out. And then like Tenacious right away, I was like feeling him out. And then it's like right away he gets the stuff and with no like accounting at all, he sells out all the bats at Comic-Con and sends me the money. I'm like, well, this guy's trustworthy for sure. So you almost have to like test people out. But like the thing is running the streets a little bit like I did, not that I was like on the streets, other streets, but dealing with dealers, going to trap houses, doing all the stuff I used to do. Like you get to get a pretty good sense of who's full of shit and who's not. You know what I'm saying? Like real recognizes real, as they say, you know what I'm saying? So, but I got fooled by Clutter just because the magazine, I subscribed to it. And at that point in time, I had 10,000 people following me, which is crazy. I get 45,000 people this past year. But like at that point in time, I'm thinking like, it's just so wonderful to be accepted and to like have other artists appreciate what I'm doing. And then now I still feel that way. Don't get me wrong, but it's like, you kind of get beyond that now. Now it's like, luckily, I've kind of figured out the scene. It's like anything new, you're going to not know who's who for a little while. You know, it's like anything.
When it comes to these lessons that you've learned, are there things that you wish you would have done differently early on?
Sure. Yeah, I think I would have been like maybe less looking to get like the approval of people. You know what I mean? Like early on, like some of the people in the scene here, like Horrible Adorables and Chris Reiniak, they make great art and everything. But they don't like what I'm doing very much. So it's like I was looking for approval from the wrong people. And then before you know it, the right people start showing up from other states and other places. And it's fine. Like, yeah, everybody has to like what I'm doing. You know, it's not everyone's going to like you or like everything you're doing. It's just the way it is, you know. But unfortunately, like right away in Cleveland, it was like not a lot of friendliness, you know. So,
yeah. Going forward, I'm always pumped. You have so much coming up and so much going on. What does that look like for collaborations with people? I mean, you have your own stuff that is just cranking. So
I really wish I had the Chris Dyer prototype to show you, but I already shipped it to him. But we're doing that. Then Stella is a woman down there in Florida, kind of in the same group. She's got this painting. I'm going to bring you over here to show you the painting real quick.
Yeah.
A little walk here. See over here, it's called Jackpot. You see it right there?
Oh, yeah.
And so like those rainbow, like cloud, like I wanted to do something like that. And she said, yeah, but I'm worried about the copyright stuff and all that. So I came up with a design that looks very much like that. It's called solar flora bow. Like it's like the solar and the flowers and the rainbow. But anyways, and I sent that to her. She's like, this is awesome. I definitely want. So she's going to take what I give her, do her thing with it and change it up a little bit. This is the most true collaboration I've had yet. And then we'll put that out. It's going to be sick. But the first one with Chris is I kind of started feeling him out. It's like, you don't really want to collaborate. You kind of want me to just make something of yours, which is fine. The guy is awesome. He's super talented. I got no problem with that. Like a lot of people reach out and say, can you do this? Can you do that? It's like, unfortunately, I'm only going to work with people that are like real top level at this point, because that's the privilege I've reached. Unless you're just like unknown and your shit's amazing, then I'll do that too. But like mediocre stuff, I'm not going to put my name on that. So anyways, we're doing that one. And then Ark Tong and I are thinking about doing a collaboration on this piece. It's like a, looks like a little miniature dragon, but he's like a fisherman, and he has like a, what did you call it? Like a scuba pack. And then he's holding like a dead, kind of like a cause fish with the X'd out eyes, which that wouldn't be out for a couple of years. But beyond that, yeah, I don't want a ton of collaborations because it can get kind of tricky, can get confusing. Like Chris, for example, thought I was going to finance the production of 100 10-inch figures of his design, $8,000 to get them made. I'm like, Chris, I don't have the money for that. Like, I have the money to make my own stuff for my own, you know, brand and everything. And he understood and he figured it out. But like, you know, it was a misunderstanding right off the rip. And so I created this document now, not like a contract, but just explain what this means. If they want to sign it, they can. It doesn't really matter. Just show it to them. That way it's all communicated up front. You know, the friendliness of Chris and him and I broing down, I kind of forgot about business, you know, and it's important to remember that stuff. But besides that, I'm not sure. There's been talk with Muru Gaia. I'm not sure if you know who he is, M-U-R-U-G-I-A. He's got the currently the Christmas lighting. He designed it. It's on, you know, Pink Floyd Animals, the album with the, he did a light show, and it's on that factory right now in London. So he's a pretty big time artist. We might work together, but he's got a little more like quiet about it lately, and that's fine. If we do it, we do it. We don't, we don't. But I got a design that I'd like to do with him called, what's it called? There's so many names, it's hard to remember all of them. It's like, well, it doesn't matter what the name is, but it's sort of like a lotus flower, a magician looking kind of thing.
Yeah.
And that might fit his style, I think. So I try to find something that's going to fit their style, have them do what they want with it, and then send it back to me. And then, you know, that's how I'm trying to do it. But what I'd really like to do someday is just like with Ron English or something, just dream up a whole new idea together. But will I ever get the chance to do that? Probably not with him, but like, we'll see. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I mean, he is doing a Delusionville.
Yeah, I just saw that video, the movie. See it?
So, yeah. Awesome. So, I mean, that if there's a time to get in, this is probably the time.
And my friend or my cousin Chris lives right by where he lives. And so I'm thinking maybe if I go pay a visit to Chris, I could line something up with Ron. Like him and I talk. He knows that Chris and I, the collaboration went well. And that's like his one of his proteges. So I think it's a pretty good start. We'll see what happens. But yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, with all this stuff coming up,
I know it's nuts. I'm like so
like, hyperactive. How do you even decide what's happening next week?
The art toys, are most important. That's, yeah. That's what we started with. But then, yeah, getting this, like, we're doing a video game too, eventually, hopefully. That's way off. Like, so it starts with like the toys first, the business and all that. And then creative, I forcefully carve out like about 10 to 15 hours of creative zone time every week for myself. Because without that, I don't have anything. I got to keep coming up with cool shit, you know? And so not more art toys, but more cool shit. But yeah, so there's that. And then the third priority would be like doing the music, and that fits into the creative. I play music on synthesizers down there, and then I take that stuff and I import it into these different softwares like Suno. It's an AI music thing, but it's crazy. You take your own stuff and you can import sometimes stuff like that in there. It's just crazy what you can do. And so I'm not really anti-AI, but I'm anti not coming up with your own ideas. Don't let the computer do it for you. But if you're using it as a tool and you're fusing, you know, all this stuff together that's your design and your stuff, I don't know. Is it bad? I'm not sure. I'm not sure if it's good or bad. I don't feel one way or the other about it. But it's been helpful. And ChatGPT has been helpful just for me, like learning. Like there's so many things I don't know. And without ChatGPT, it set me straight on stuff. Now, again, you can't listen to it about emotional advice. It will make stuff up. It will kiss your ass. I mean, it's almost next to calling me Jesus Christ right now. It's like, dude, you like, I'm not that. I'm like I'm a good guy and I make good art toys. I'm not Jesus. I'm not, you know, like it tries to blow smoke up your ass too much, but like, yeah, it's still a helpful tool. Yeah. You know,
dude, dang. Okay. the last part of the podcast, like always, share where you're headed. What's next? Plug all the stuff. Sure. So people can get a hold of you and all that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, headed in terms of like travel, Chile in February.
Great.
Then over the summer, Toronto, New York City. We're going to do that. Of course, LA for Collecticon in April. Then Egypt with Chris and them in September. And then where's the designer con? Vegas for November. So that's next year travel wise. And then the releases coming out will be Quack Tank. That'll be first. And then I'm not even sure.
Awesome. Pyro Stilts
might be next, but we might do like Princess Nicotine instead. I'm not sure about the sequencing yet. I got to discuss that with my cousin. And then, of course, next summer, we got to have the miniature hot dog one out for summertime. The skyscraper one's good, but I don't think there's as much of an emotional connection there. That might wait till next year, or like 2027, I should say. But yeah, most likely we'll do Stilts after Quack Tank. And then for the summer next year, there'll be the Miniature Hot Dog. And I'm thinking Bash Cash and Bugle Bite, which is this guy here. He's addicted to cash. He can't stop. But he always wins all the time, too. That's the problem. And then you got this. He's the synthesizer horn player in Neuro Bloom's band. And then beyond that, at the end of the year, I might do the two women or the two female figures. We do Princess Nicotine. Actually, I might do Princess Nicotine instead of Bugle Bite. Princess Nicotine and Electro Chaos are the two. So that's the next main group. But the thing is, you got to remember, we have all this other stuff.
Dude.
I know, it's fucking nuts, right?
Bill, it's been so good having you back on the podcast.
Yeah, and that's why I wanted to catch up with you, man. Lots happening. Yeah, it's good to talk to you, Abe. Yeah, I like talking to you, man.